Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A superb choice has been announced. Dr. Ben Carson will head up the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He is someone who has become worldwide famous because of his surgery, particularly in separating conjoined twins who were conjoined at the head. This is an individual who can do not only complex surgery, but organize complex teams of experts. And he'll be an ideal pick for this position. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, in 1987, a 35-year-old Dr. Ben Carson at the time was doing groundbreaking surgery with a complex team of surgeons that lasted in the surgery for a long time for it to be completed. Two twins joined at the head. The mother said when they were born, it was basically one head with a large face, two large faces. And she said she never once did not love them. She was from Germany. She sought out world experts, and Dr. Ben Carson, 35 years old, was that expert who was leading the team when it came to that point where the first in the world surgery would occur, where you sever the vein that connects the two heads, the two bodies together. He, in deference, gave the scalpel to his boss. The boss, in a measure, gave the scalpel back because of Dr. Ben Carson's expertise, giving him the opportunity to be the first in the world to separate conjoined twins. This is the kind of person, plus more we'll talk about, who will now head up HUD. I mean, this is an ideal pick for this position.
Super pick. And, you know, on Fox News recently, our friend Governor Mike Huckabee was kind of pushing back against Nancy Pelosi and others who you'll recall when a very inexperienced, kind of lackluster state senator with 2 years of experience as a United States senator was elected president. Anybody who questioned his experience to hold such an important post was called a racist. Well, now all those same people are pointing their fingers at us and saying that, at Ben Carson, saying that he's inexperienced and that he is not good for this position and so forth, and really just being hateful. I mean, the level of hate from the left here. And if he had a D after his name, if Ben Carson was a Democrat, they would be hailing this as the best pick ever, a man who actually lived in the projects, grew up in the projects with a mother who was uneducated, who drove him to educate himself and become a world-renowned, one of the best pediatric neurosurgeons in the world. They would be hailing this as a historic appointment to Housing and Urban Development. But because he's a Republican, they are attacking him. And just the level of hate is really, really sad to see coming from the left on this. An eminently qualified. In fact, I dare say eminently more qualified for this position than Barack Obama was, a very inexperienced, lackluster state senator was at the time that he was elected president.
You know, he became the youngest chief of pediatric neurosurgery in the country at age 33. I mean, think about age 33. He's received more than 60 honorary doctorate degrees, dozens of national merit citations, written over 100 neurosurgical publications. And in 2008, he was bestowed the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest civilian award in the United States. So I think that just reveals a lot about his character, his motivation, his intellect, besides being a strong Christian. But I love, Matt, what you shared earlier about what happened during that surgery of those twins.
Yeah, he, in deference, wanted to give the first opportunity to his boss, Donlin Long, and they were at Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Long said that part of me thought maybe I should take the knife. If things go badly, it would be terrible for the young doctor's career. He recalled, he also said, but I also know that if this was a success, if things go well, it would make his, meaning Dr. Carson's, reputation, would make him famous, that people would grow up trying to emulate him. And you know, that's in fact what happened.
Yeah, and that reveals something about his character and his leadership abilities.
Yeah,
and his humility.
And before that moment, his boss already made the decision that Ben Carson was the person who would make that incision. Mm. It's really, it's kind of moving when you really think
about this.
Moment of world history, he defers to his boss. But his boss, because of the competence and the skill, gives it back to Dr. Carson. And Dr. Carson then walks from that surgical room out into a press conference, and from then on becomes worldwide famous among not only the medical professionals, but then begins many other such surgeries that he pioneered and oversaw complex teams of highest experts around the country. So he knows how to lead teams. He knows how to bring experts in. And not only that, he is head of HUD, which is the Housing and Urban Development. So he's not someone who grew up rich. Mom didn't just, you know, give him some slush fund to play around with when he was a teenager or going to college. He came from poverty.
Right. She was a single mom, grammar school education, but she encouraged him to read every day. They grew up in the urban city in Detroit,
so
he knows
firsthand. He grew up in a poverty situation.
Exactly.
In the projects. I mean,
yes.
In an area where housing and urban development was very involved, and he has made the point, which has angered so many Democrats, that the Democratic socialist experiment in all of these major cities, the bureaucracy and the overregulation, and that is HUD, you know, this is exactly why Donald Trump was elected, to appoint people like Ben Carson who can go in. And Mike Huckabee, I want to revisit what he was saying. He made a great analogy. He said this is a man who is one of the most gifted in the world of going in to an area that is the most complicated, full of different pathways, being the brain and the spinal cord. And, as a neurosurgeon, he goes in and fixes all of these problems where things have become entwined and there are issues and perhaps there are tumors that need to be taken out. Well, the analogy being, of course, that as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, that's exactly what he has been hired to do, to go in and root out the overregulation, the bureaucracy, the cancerous bureaucracy that has infiltrated our federal government at all levels, frankly, the liberal ideology that has resulted in a Detroit that looks like something from a Mad Max movie, the ruins,
right.
The poverty, a Chicago where thousands of people die every year. These are hell holes, unfortunately, and it is liberal policies, socialist policies that led to this, and Ben Carson is exactly the right person to go in and cut away the cancer and get the brain firing again.
And during the campaign, he led Donald Trump through some of the projects areas, some of the low-income housing areas
that
in
he
Detroit,
knows firsthand,
Michigan.
Right.
So he knows firsthand. This is where he grew up. This is the neighborhood that he grew up in. And he also knows, and I've heard him speak about, they had the opportunity that he could have taken the welfare route. He could have taken the government handout route, and he decided not to do that. And they decided to, move forward with the opportunities that we are blessed with here in this country. And there are times, where there are obviously situations where people need assistance. The problem is that the government system is set up, the whole welfare system, where it literally entraps people into these low-income positions where they can't get out or don't want to get out. They have no incentive to. Dr. Carson could have had an alternative story. He could have continued to stay on the streets and move through that, and who knows what would have happened to him. But he chose a different path. He has actually seen it from the inside out. So he is an ideal pick for the HUD position.
And I appreciate the fact, he was criticized when he was running for president that he was not the charismatic, the loud, the typical candidate, but very quiet and humble. But yet to me, that shows him as a true leader, that he's submissive to God, but yet also willing. If he can't do something, he will put people around him that are able to. And he's willing to hand over the knife, so to speak, to help for the cause.
Yeah, he's not going to put himself first if he thinks that someone else should do the job.
And that's what we need.
Or he wants to give credit to someone else, even though he is more than capable of doing whatever job it is, he might want to give someone else the credit and give them that limelight. That's a real characteristic of a leader. I'm very excited about some of these people that are coming around the cabinet positions. We obviously have to continue to pray that these kinds of choices like Dr. Ben Carson continue. And of course, it's not just nominating them. They have to be confirmed and then they have to do their job. So continue to pray for this transition and pray for these people who are going to be part of this cabinet. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have been looking at 2017, great opportunities ahead, but we need to end this year well. any contribution that you give to Liberty Council between now and midnight, your time zone, December 31, will be doubled. So make your gift count and double your contribution to Liberty Council.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org.